The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, July 3rd. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. So our topic today has to do with our safety and those 4th of July picnics, especially if you're taking eggs along. And I've got the egg lady with us.
I'm not the expert, but I'm the egg lady.
The egg lady, right. You've been the egg lady with us for almost 30 years.
I don't know if I missed any shows, but I was there very early on.
Yeah. Good to have you here, Joe Manhart. And when we talked a month or so ago, I said, you know, it'd be neat to have you on right before the 4th of July, because a lot of people go on picnics tomorrow. A lot of people take deviled eggs with them. A lot of people...
Potato salad. Not only that, they travel in their car, and they take food with them to eat on the long drive, which is what we always did when the kids were little.
So how safe is it to take a deviled egg to a picnic and let it sit out in 80 or 90 or 100 degree heat for an hour?
It's a lot safer than you think. I wouldn't recommend that. The best rules are clean, separate, cook, and cool. And every one of those four things is a part of food safety, not just eggs. We were shocked when we found out that people got sick from lettuce, cantaloupe, spinach. I mean, you know, I thought it was always meat products like eggs.
Right.
But no, there are so many natural barriers in an egg. I even wrote them down.
Okay.
I want to tell you about them.
Let me ask you this before you get into it.
Put that deviled egg on ice.
Okay, we make potato salad, right?
Yeah.
And you're at a picnic. All right, you've carried the potato salad in a cooler, and it's cool, but you sit it out on the table, and the temperature's 95 degrees,
and you
takes an hour to eat or so. Are you going to get sick in that hour?
No, I would not think so, unless the product was contaminated. And if we all should know more about foodborne illnesses, because you can have a few bacteria, but unless they grow enough to make you sick, so you've got a time slot there. But I always say, put it on a bed of chipped ice. I mean, anything that you're afraid of, and there's so many plasticware that make, you know, things that you can put, freeze a base and set them on top, like deviled eggs and things like that.
Okay. All right. So I know you want to go through some specifics.
I really do, because I studied for this. The same nutrients that make eggs a high-quality food for human nutrition also make them a great growth medium for bacteria. Okay, we agree on that.
All right.
So safe handling practices can prevent the growth of bacteria, and I already went through them. In fact, FDA and USDA agree that almost every foodborne episode related to eggs could have been prevented if proper handling techniques were followed. The natural egg is full of barriers to bacteria. There's the shell, there's the first membrane, the second membrane, and then all that egg white, which is full of lysozyme. Lysozyme is a medicine that you use to put on your eyes when you have fatigue or problems with your eyes. So bacteria should not grow in the egg white. If you let your eggs sit out, age, they're cracked, all of these barriers are broken down, then bacteria could get to the yolk, which is where it's going to grow, because the yolk. So all of the refrigeration, sound shell, not letting your eggs get in touch with, you use your cutting board for cutting up your chicken. Don't cut up eggs or anything else on that same board.
Right.
You have a responsibility.
Right. And you've got to wash your hands too.
That's
wash
part of the clean, separate, cook, and cool. All of those things. And so that's where I'm at now. And if bacteria were inside the shell to begin with, which is extremely rare, you might run into an egg that has bacteria in it already because the chicken had an infection and it had carried maybe 1 in 20,000 eggs in the United States. It's extremely rare because nature wants that egg to be
Sterile,
yeah, right. To support life. Mm-hmm. So what can happen will happen, and it could happen. If there was some bacteria in it, it wouldn't grow unless you mishandled it and let it grow. So eggs are a really marvelous little thing. And besides, and I went to the store, and I see that on the shelf they have, if you want to call attention to that, pasteurized shell eggs.
Pasteurized eggs. Yeah. What are pasteurized eggs?
They have been heat treated. From the outside, we can even break one and look at it if you want. And then something else new is already hard cooked and peeled.
You can buy hard cooked and peeled eggs.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
Okay.
A food
service. But part of the fun is hard boiling an egg and then peeling it yourself.
Oh, I know, but it's not easy unless you do the right thing, which is cool it down right away.
You know how I hard boil an egg, and I think you taught this to me many years ago. Maybe it's changed now, but this is still the way I do it, and it works. I put the egg in the water.
In the
I bring
water.
It to a boil.
Cold egg and cold water.
Bring it to a boil and then let it boil for maybe 10, 20, 30 seconds. Turn it off and just let it set.
With a lid on it.
Now
you
I don't put
the
lid on it. Oh,
okay. You should put a lid on. It helps.
Okay. I just let it set, and then when I'm ready for it, an hour or so later, when I peel it, I will run it under cold water and peel it, and it comes off really well without...
An older egg also peels a lot more easily than a fresh egg. If you leave your egg sitting in the water cooling for several hours, you might have a green ring around the yolk, which is not harmful, but it's unsightly. It's the reaction between the sulfur and the iron in the egg.
So what the bottom line is, we're almost out of time here, Joe.
Oh.
If you go, did you get everything in you wanted to get in?
No, but that's you.
Well, go ahead. Give me 30 seconds more.
Okay. Clean your hands, surfaces, utensils. Don't chop lettuce, eggs, vegetables, or anything else raw on something that you've been chopped meat stuff
with.
Cook to the proper temperature. 140, I know it's common sense, but since when is common sense common? 140 degrees for 3.5 minutes. That's not enough to hard cook an egg. The reason you cook eggs is that you pasteurize them. You can buy pasteurized eggs if you're going to make Caesar salad or something with a raw egg.
Yeah.
But if you want to when you cook eggs, you pasteurize them, and they don't have to be cooked hard. This pasteurizing temperature for an egg is enough to let the yolk still be creamy.
Okay. All right. And
keep cool under 40 or 45.
In the refrigerator.
Yeah, in the refrigerator or... There is no reason for anybody to get, and mayonnaise and egg salad and potato salad is acid, and that helps to retard growth as well.
I've learned a lot, and we're out of time, Joe.
Well,
so hopefully we'll all have a very safe 4th of July tomorrow, and we know how to
If you haven't already done it, hard-boil and make some egg salad.
Okay. All right. Joe Manhart, Missouri Egg Consul, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Let's see. Tomorrow, Simpatico for the 4th of July. We've got some patriotic music. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to see this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, and you can watch it, or you can sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. Bye-bye.